Okay, this is interviewing Bill Howard, NREO, 7 September 1971.
What is the true formaldehyde story?
I guess it dates back to the point where Lou Snyder, who was one of the four discoverers, first came to NREO. This, one can look up the date, probably will be well wise while doing it, but he came from a physics department at the, I guess it was Michigan State University. Background in physics, he had done work on computing molecular line frequencies. And you must remember at that point there were, I think there was only H and O that had been discovered.
So you're talking pre-water and ammonia.
Pre-water and ammonia. And so at that point, he came with an interest in looking for other molecular lines at NREO. And he was eager to get observing time and put in some requests, or I'm not sure even that they were formal. They were verbal in the beginning. He then teamed up with Dave Buell, who had a lot of observational experience at that point, and the two of them started out with the idea of wanting to observe water vapor. Their request, their initial one, wanted to do water vapor mainly in the planets. As I recall, it was Venus and Jupiter. It was the main ones in which they wanted to look for water.
When was this request?
I can look that up for you if you want. I'll let you know the date.
This was sometime in 68, though.
This was sometime approximately a year before Towns and his group actually found it. So I would say, let's say something in the order of February or 68. This request went to the referees. There was one referee that came back and suggested that it was the wrong time to do it for Venus, because Venus was in such a position in radio velocity, a terrestrial water vapor line would coincide with that in the planet Venus. It suggested that one get a different Doppler shift, a wide Doppler shift on it. And therefore, one should look at it at a different time. Well, this seemed to be a fairly critical comment, which I then gave back to the Tucson. They then revised their request, and their revision came in something like, I think it was August of the same year. And both the first request and the second request said that they wanted to do water vapor after Welch at Berkeley had his turn on his own telescope.
They felt he had some priority.
Well, you must recall that Buell was a student of Welch.
No, I didn't know that.
I'm not quite sure at this point whether there was any consideration that Buell didn't want to do it ahead of Welch, or just what the situation was.
It must have been something like that.
At that point, anyway, NREO did not have a 22GC system to look at water vapor. Although, I think if that clause had not been in there, we might have been able to push it slightly ahead of when it finally did go on. But whether or not we would have put it on an epoch which would have been up in Berkeley, I don't know. But at any rate, as you know, then history showed that the Berkeley group got it first. But because it had been predicted by Snyder and Buell, automatically their prestige within the observatory went up as a result of this. And so we were a little bit more anxious than we had been before to put them on as early as we could, on whatever else they might want to do. Well, they came in with a number of requests in 1969, in January of 69. As a matter of fact, they flooded us with requests. Many different frequencies, many different molecules.
Not only they, but other people started the floodgates, I guess.
They were first. They were first. And among these was formaldehyde. Two of them wanted to do the formaldehyde line 4830. And as a matter of fact, they had then been assigned observing time for late March of 69, when the new 22GC system, no, I'm sorry, when the 6-centimeter system was on. And early in March, there was a program which we had already scheduled, designed to do something else, by Palmer and Zuckerman, who also included Ed Lilly from Harvard. I'm not sure whether the request included more people or not. I can look that up. But at any rate, I don't know whether they had gotten over assignment of telescope time, but Ben Zuckerman wanted to do formaldehyde and called up and asked whether some of that time, which had been assigned in early March, could be used for formaldehyde.
The proposal he had had nothing to do with
formaldehyde. It was something else entirely. It may have been recombination, as I forget. But at any rate, I said no, that toward the end of the month, there were already 2 or 3 days that had been assigned to Mueller Snyder. Well, then he said if he were to call up Mueller Snyder, to pitch in with them as a foursome, could they then do formaldehyde earlier? And I said, yes, but that is entirely up to Buell and Snyder whether they want to do that. He said, well, we can have a bargaining point because we have more time. I said, well, that's fine if you can set it up. Well, they did get together, and as I understand it, very shortly after they got on the air, they found formaldehyde.
Now, let me just ask one question. Who decides that that period of time could go to formaldehyde rather than the original request, whatever it was?
Well, it's since the people who had been assigned the time wanted to do it in their own time, then it just becomes a matter of the NRA saying that they can do it as long as it doesn't conflict with any other proposal.
Right, and who makes that decision? I'm just wondering.
The director's office.
The director's office,
yeah. So, in this particular case, what happened was that there was another proposal that had already had time scheduled for it. And as a result of that, it became up to the people who had the scheduled time to also release or pitch in to do it. Well, that doesn't end the story. Of course, formaldehyde at that point was a very unusual molecule. And as soon as it was found, we realized that this would have a great impact. Science, because here it was 1969, and the last discovery had been made in 63, so it was about a 6-year.
Well, no, you had ammonia and water in there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I remember during that year, though, it was very surprising. I mean, we were looking like for molecules like hell at NRL.
Yeah.
Things that have since been found, as a matter of fact, came in. Very surprised that, you know, we didn't find more like that. And there was that long gap, then formaldehyde, and then the floodgates really opened up.
That's right. COCN, HCN. But formaldehyde was by far at that point the most complicated.
But you said that wasn't the end of the story.
No, that's not the end of the story. There's a matter now of having found this, and what do you do with it? Because first of all, it was a fairly strong line. It was a line that somebody else could have found with a similar 6-kilometer system. And, of course, the fellows that found it wanted to have the credit for it. There was a discussion among the group as to where it should be published ultimately. Some wanted physical review, those who were more physically inclined. Some wanted the Astrophysical Journal. And I think through the results of some discussion, or going to us or something like that sort, the physical review of his red letters was pretty important. We also knew at that point that this was somewhat newsworthy, and we wanted to get it out into the news media. But at that point, the policy was not to put it into the news media until it had come out of the journal. And some journals, that day, some still, almost insist that we hew to this policy.
In fact, almost all of them do, don't they? The ones that are really in fields that...
Yes, but I think it's declining now. For example, public money spent on this, we can make the case fairly strongly, I think, that if public money is spent, the public deserves to know about it as soon as possible. But the scientists themselves can still debate the issue out in the journal. But at any rate, at a national observatory, it's very hard to keep something like this a secret for very long.
Oh.
And the attempt was made. I think that what we hoped for was something like 2 weeks or more. It was fairly evident that it could get into the journal at the end of, say, 2 or 3 weeks' time. We were working with the journal editors on this because we were preparing the release through the American Institute of Physics.
Mm.